This is Leadership is Calling, a podcast that brings you leadership and business tips anchored in the people part. I'm Annie Hyman-Pratt, CEO and founder of Leading Edge Teams. All right, so this is us standing over here, and we're on this shore over here, and this has been a nice place to live. It's been fine, okay, but now we have like a fire at our back, and it's sort of getting worse, and it's getting closer, and we don't even know that there's this island over here, actually. I probably shouldn't have even drawn it first. We don't know that there's an island there. We don't know that there's something better. Okay. And we don't know if we jump in this river, if we'll survive. We don't know. But what do we know? Exactly. We know can't stay here. Literally. Can't stay here. Got to move. And so this leap, this is the leap of faith. When people say, take a leap of faith, this is the leap of faith. And the leap is, when we're here, what are we thinking? We are thinking, I'm okay. Literally, I'm okay. I know how to swim, probably be all right. Actually, I jumped with some other people. We're all gonna help each other swim. We don't really know how this is all going to turn out, but we have faith that in the end, it's going to all be okay. And because of that, at this moment right now, I'm okay. I'm okay. I can handle this. And that's all that we're going for. That's all that we're going for, because when we can hold this place of I'm okay, and all of us are doing that, then it's like, oh, wait, I actually do see this island. Then what we get on this shore is discovery. This is where, when I learned it at USM, they were talking about addiction, actually. And that when, you know, that people are trying to get away from the fire of addiction, and that what they're going for is recovery. But the thing is that that's not really what they're going for, because they don't know what's on the other side. They aren't recovered. What they're going to get is a bunch of discovery, but they have to take this leap of faith first. And to take this leap of faith, it's kind of crazy for human beings, because so much of us stay here and we're like, well, I can't leap there because probably it'll be worse, right? So we stay, and we literally, you know, get burned out, burned up, sort of metaphorically burned. And instead, what we need to do is to get ourselves to that place of like, well, dang it, I didn't know why this was all going to happen this way. And now is the time that my best alternative, really the only one that makes any sense, is to take a leap of faith in I'm going to be okay. And then when we're okay, and especially when we get together with others that are okay, we discover stuff. We discover a new way. Maybe it takes some time. Anybody here Walking Dead fans, or used to be, or ever watched Walking Dead? Okay. So I in the early days anyways, I love that show. Because for me, I know I'm a panicker. I would be a Walking Dead person like on day one, but my husband would not. He'd be eternally okay with all these zombies running around, you know, and because he would be okay, he'd be the one that, like the actors on the show, that would find, you know, the safe prison to be get away from the dead people. Like, they would discover stuff together. So what we want is for us to be internally okay. And I know this all might sound a little bit philosophical today or something, but what I want you to know is, it's not. This is your success ceiling, is your ability to be okay when the world around you is not. Because there are going to be times that you don't have control over things. You just don't. There's going to be a lot of times you do. And by the way, that is how all of us how all, especially high achievers, get addicted to producing results. We get addicted to it. It's like it feels so good to do something, have it turn out great. And we start to buy into this illusion, this fallacy of, and it will always go like that, that there's always another decision I could make that will be as successful, if not more successful than the last. And that's not true, especially in the short run. But if we can get this leap of faith going, what we get out of this is this experience will bring us even more abundance in learning, in new opportunities, in a whole increased level of self-confidence because we survived this. There is a huge gift in this. You get to a whole new level. Think of people who are super successful at sports or arts or whatnot. None of them haven't been through some crazy hard times, terrible injuries. Some athletes and performers have been through years of horrible depression that they come out of and then achieve again, right? They've been through some really, really hard times. And all of them will tell you, I would not be at the success level I am today if I hadn't gotten through that. And that's the ceiling. You know, I remember being at USM and having them say that, like, you know, the challenge is the opportunity. And I'm kind of like feeling like opportunity for what? Opportunity to drown? Like, you know, opportunity to burn up? Opportunity to just feel terrible? And what I didn't know is, no, actually the opportunity is getting through the struggle. Because of this, you don't discover stuff here. You don't. The discovery is not a useful one. You discover that if I stay here, I get burned. That doesn't do anything for your future.
Hey, Annie, it's hard to jump when you think you can put out the fire with that right decision.
Oh, yes. No kidding.
Therein lies the rub or whatever.
There's the rub. There is the challenge. And the only way that you are going to get to the place of like, I can jump, that this is the moment where I know putting out that fire is not going to work, is if you keep this, if you keep your self-leadership intact, because that's the place where you're like, I'm okay. Which is the better decision, given everything I know? But if you can't hold that place inside yourself, you will be spraying at the flames in a panic. Can't think at all. So this is a time, it's a really hard time where I know that all of you are going to have this amazing opportunity to develop, amazing opportunity to get all of these new skills, new confidence, new sense of secure self, that this is waiting for you. This is the opportunity. The last 10 years actually is kind of like, there have been another decision you could make that would make you more successful, or a lot of the times there was. There kind of have been. But, and that's not the best time to grow. That's not the real growth. Sure, you grow. Yes, you grow. But this is where you actually smash your own success ceiling, because you have a ceiling. It's kind of like, or you have a box or something. It's kind of like you are stuck in this box until you can get, you know, enough inner strength to do this leap of faith, because you can trust in I'm okay and we're going to get through this together, so that you land here. And then when you land here, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad all this happened. I'm kind of fascinated with people that, human beings that go through extreme tragedies, like losing limbs, like becoming paralyzed, like, you know, getting lost in the forest for weeks and weeks or something. I don't know. There's this woman who fell out of a plane. She fell over 10,000 feet, strapped in her chair, and she survived. And then she had to hike out of the Andes forest in South America for 6 days. She freaking survived it. Like, who can survive that? You know? So anyhow, okay. So these people, because they get here, It's shocking how many of them are glad that it happened, glad that an accident happened, glad that they fell out of a plane, because they survived something that now they know the meaning of life. Now they know, or the value of life, I guess I should say that. Now they have this sense of themselves and the world that is completely transformed. So we don't want you to have to fall out of a plane to get that. That's not what we want. But what we want is for all of you to have the experience of this leap of faith, this I'm definitely okay, so that you have this experience of like, oh my gosh, I'm actually glad all that happened. I'm so much better off, and so are those around me. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to Leadership is Calling. To learn more about this episode's topic, pick up a copy of my book, The People Part, at your favorite book retailer or at anniehymanpratt.com. Want to learn more about how to uplevel your leadership skills and create a collaborative team that helps you drive results? Go to leadingedgeteams.com/schedule to learn more about working with us and to schedule a call.